Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. Show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight you've got Ian.
And Aria.
And Bonnie.
There's been a lot of news ever since the Ukraine invasion or conflict or whatever you want to call it. On the money side of things, looking at what's going on with the price of oil, who's selling it to who, how these arrangements are being changed, and some people are predicting that this is the beginning of the end for the dominance of the dollar on the global market. I'm not so quick to jump to that conclusion. I would like to see that happen. And maybe this truly will be the beginning of that, if indeed what, the Russian government gang is saying actually turns out, that is that they intend to only take rubles in payment for Russian oil from what they're calling unfriendly countries. And that would include the European Union member states and the United States, Japan, I think South Korea, and maybe one or two others.
It would certainly be interesting if that's the case. I mean, if it does lead to the downfall of the USD, or at least the USD losing its status as the reserve currency of the world, because I'm not sure that the American economy can actually survive that.
Why not?
Because so much of the value of the dollar is built on the willingness of other nations to accept the USD as payment for stuff.
That's true.
And I'm not sure China would still be willing to accept it as payment for stuff if they can't use it, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same issue we run into with cryptocurrency, not you and I lately,
yeah,
but with cryptocurrency and gold backs and stuff like that. It's people like the idea, and they may want to accept the currency, but they have no use for it, so they can't go spend it anywhere. So why would they accept Bitcoin as payment or gold as payment?
Non-KYC crypto debit cards.
KYC stands for Know Your Customer, and there is a crypto debit card that I guess is being worked on that wouldn't require Know Your Customer, and that's a whole other story, Bonnie, but maybe at some point we'll talk about that. I know that you're keeping your eye on that development. It's not here yet. There's like an online version of it, apparently.
I think there are at least some other one other than Dash Direct that is available now, because I saw...
Without Know Your Customer?
Well, Naomi Brockwell posted today about... the crypto debit cards, and she said there are even non-KYC options.
Oh,
so
plural.
It wasn't like an article, or else I would have clicked on it. But
yeah, I'll have to check that out, because I'm curious to know what that's about. But that's a whole other story. But yeah, you're right, Aria. It will be harder for the dollar to maintain in a situation like this, where one of the major suppliers, I believe somebody told me that Russia was the number two, U.S. is the number one, Russia's the number two oil supplier on the planet. So when the number two oil...
And isn't that absurd that the United States is importing oil from Russia while it's the largest oil producer in the world?
It doesn't make any sense.
Where does ours go, then?
The U.S. exports oil to other countries,
right,
including Russia. And it imports oil from other countries, including Russia. When I first heard this, I thought, there's no way that's true. That has to be a misunderstanding. But I looked into it, and no, as it turns out, that's 100% true.
It's a bizarre, like, shell game of contracts and obligations or whatever.
It's super weird, man. Someone's lying. Someone's manipulating large amounts of money, and the people are not benefiting from it. That much is certain.
So, first up, a story from RT.com, the website that most of the Western governments in the world don't want you to read. And that is that India is ready to bypass the dollar in trade with Russia, they say. A mechanism allowing the switch to domestic currencies is expected to be operational this week. They say it'll be a system allowing direct rupee-ruble payments. So the rupee is the India currency, and the ruble is the Russian one.
And that had me confused for several weeks. I was like, India's doing this thing, but yeah, rupee and ruble...
say that between Russia and India could be launched this week, according to the president of the Federation of Indian Export Organizations, FIO. He told CNBC on Wednesday the arrangement would allow India and Russia to carry out financial operations bypassing the U.S. dollar. Russia is effectively blocked from using U.S. currency due to Western sanctions over the conflict in Ukraine. According to the official, the Indian government is working on a proposal to allow up to 5 nationalized Indian banks to be engaged in the rupee-ruble trade mechanism. And discussions between the central bank governor, the finance minister, and the banks on the matter have already been held. The arrangement would let Indian exporters continue doing business with Russia despite the sanctions banning, among other things, international payment mechanisms in the country, such as SWIFT. It would also allow India to continue to buy Russian energy exports and other goods.
I know a lot of Americans are, like, looking down on India and feeling like India betrayed their friendship with the United States or whatever, but India is sort of neutral between the United States or the NATO blocs and Ukraine and Russia and all that. They don't really have a dog in the fight, just like the United States doesn't really have a dog in the fight between Pakistan and India, right?
Yeah.
If India is betraying the United States over the, you know, continuing to work with Russia, then the United States betrayed India long ago by continuing to work with Pakistan.
Well, I suspect that the people of India get a lot more benefit from Russian oil than they do American oil.
They're certainly a lot closer, and it probably benefits them more to have, you know, their next-door neighbor on their good side than the country almost literally on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And is it true that Russia is going to start backing the ruble with gold?
No, I don't believe that for a moment. I think that was Peakless Mountaineer who was suggesting that. There was a news story where they were buying gold, and of course the Russian government has been buying gold for many years prior to the Ukraine situation in preparation for, you know, a rainy day. But just because they're buying gold doesn't mean they're going to all of a sudden back their central bank currency.
But there was also this other story that said that India and Russia are going to create a new world currency system, and it would involve Russian gold.
It would be a smart move. I don't think that's likely.
No.
Because central banks have moved away from gold, and I mean, they realize that this limits them and their ability to wage war and, you know, inflate the currency and control their populations, but it would be a smart move if Russia wants to establish economic dominance now and for the next 100 years at least, have a gold standard.
You know that's not going to happen. I mean, there's just
I know
no
it's not going to happen, but even I could get behind a Russian currency that was actually backed by gold.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people would be very excited to know that one government's currency had all of a sudden become backed, but it's like, that's just not the way of the central banks.
It's not, but it would be the reserve currency of the world for the next century at least, if a country actually had the courage to do that.
It would
the
be
foresight.
It would be an interesting move, but then again, like, you know, you were pointing out before, how are you going to fund the wars?
Right. I'm not saying they would do it.
Yeah.
I'm saying they should.
Right. It would be a very interesting move if that happened. According to the Indian minister, the Indian economy could profit from sanctions that Russia's facing as they give Indian exporters an opportunity to expand on the Russian market. It's like, all right, well, if you don't want McDonald's and you don't want all these other American companies want to pull out, which many of them have, even though they're not prohibited from doing business in Russia. There's not a sanction against American corporations from doing business in Russia at this point. It's just that they want to signal how woke they are and that, oh, well, we're with Ukraine. Like, apparently Samsung is now removing the letter Z from its model numbers.
Oh, my God.
What does Z have to do with Russia?
They've been painting it on their tanks. I don't know why. I assume it's got something to do with Zelensky.
I don't know. I'm not going to jump to a conclusion, but yeah, it's somehow associated with Russia, so now it's not going to be in the Samsung model numbers.
It seems weird that it would have to do with Zelensky, because there's this Russian YouTuber I was following, and he said he went to Georgia, and he said he's been feeling really not at home in Moscow anymore. He said he doesn't like seeing big giant things painted with the big giant letter Z on it.
Mm.
And it's just, that's kind of weird, right?
Sure someone could look it up and find out what the answer is to that. But yeah, this is a big opportunity. American companies are bailing out of Russia, and almost all of the big ones are. We looked at a list last week that it's the number of companies that are staying there is very, very small.
What I don't get is
why... That's a huge opportunity.
Like, the Russian owners of Burger King, why did they comply with this, right? Because these are franchises, just like they own it. Why not, if Burger King corporate's like, no, you have to close. Okay, well, rename your business Burger King Queen. What are they going to do, sue you?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Russian courts aren't going to uphold intellectual property law in these cases. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind, and you can weigh in on this, what they're calling now a new world financial order that Moscow says is coming.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Is a new world financial order coming soon? Well, in Moscow, that's what they're saying. And I want to believe it. I really do want to see the end of the dominance of the dollar. I am by no means a fan of any central bank currency. Let me make that clear. I don't think the ruble is good. I don't think the yuan is good, or the yen, or the rupee, or any of these things. As long as it's issued by a central bank and it doesn't have any backing to it, then it's garbage to me.
I mean, that's true, but we know that the USD has used its status as the world's reserve currency to wage war pretty much for the last century, unending, ceaseless war, and killed, you know, millions upon millions of people.
Sure.
Losing that reserve status is, I would prefer a different currency have the opportunity to have that reserve status, simply because the U.S. has shown that it can't be trusted with that power.
Well, none of them can.
None of them can be, right, but the U.S. has definitively proven that it can't.
And I don't think that you're going to see an end to endless war from the United States simply because the reserve currency status ends. What you, and by no means am I, you know, expert economist or anything like that, but the fact that so many people around the world use the dollar, including governments and also individuals, because there's some countries that don't even have their own fiat currencies, right? So like El Salvador is an example of this, where they don't print their own, they did it one time, I believe, and then they stopped, and now they just use the dollar, and they've added Bitcoin late last year. So there's a ton of places around the planet that use the dollar, and if that reliance upon the dollar goes down and other countries start buying oil in the Russian ruble, and there's I think it was Saudi Arabia was talking with China about doing oil sales in yuan. So if we start seeing a sort of multi-currency approach to these major purchases going on, it will lessen the influence of the dollar, and that means the dollar, these other currencies, world market, that could also mean the U.S. government, when they print money, they won't have as much out there in the world and the rest of the world to dilute into, right? So, like, when they print out dollars, right, like, that money goes somewhere. It goes to the politically connected people. People that know the politicians, the military-industrial complex, the Pfizers, you know, the medical-industrial complex. So all these politically connected businesses, they're the ones that get the payouts first.
Right.
And then, of course, the money funnels down through to the people.
I think trickles down is the word they like to use.
Yeah, it trickles down to the population, and of course, increasing the money supply, as we know, results in higher prices. So I think that if the money is focused more in the United States than it is around the rest of the planet, you'll probably see inflation go up faster within the United States, because you don't have the rest of the planet using the dollar to sort of dilute the inflation. Does that make any sense?
It does. I mean, it's not going to be pretty for the average American who's already, you know, as we talked about, the average American's already living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt and all of this other stuff. It's not going to be pretty if these things come to pass and the U.S. loses its currency as being the world's reserve currency. The average American is going to suffer exponentially more than they are right now. They're going to look at that gas pump and they're going to be like, man, I sure do miss when
remember
it was
$4.50.
Yeah.
I think that they can stand to get a little less comfortable with the heinous things that their government does to people that aren't only them and their immediate family, though. So,
well, the good news is if you are concerned about what's going to happen, you can take steps to change your situation. Certainly it's harder now than ever before, especially if you're one of those people that's living paycheck to paycheck, to, you know, break out and purchase other things like gold or silver or cryptocurrency or something else, real estate, something else that might, and of course real estate could be in a bubble and might be crashing, who knows, right? Like, we can't make
predictions.
Well, at
least have a place to go
instead
of just
a bunch
of dollars that melt.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Dave Ridley calling from Colorado from Ridley Report. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, so you guys must be a little bit familiar with Victoria Nuland, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
Never heard of her.
Okay, so she is like neck deep in this whole business that's going on, and And I guess a couple weeks ago, she's now a high-ranking State Department official. And a couple weeks ago, she was on TV, or, you know, in front of Congress, actually, and on TV, busily admitting the truth of Russian claims that there are Ukrainian biolabs with U.S. involvement. And while she was busy admitting that, after all the media had been told to say it was false, after she
Well, they were misleading, as I understand it, right? It was that the United States military, what they admitted to doing was doing defensive biological research effectively. While the Russians were saying, you know, no, that you were trying to make
defensive.
A biological weapon.
So I don't think that,
yeah, how do you have defensive?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't think anyone in the West ever actually denied the existence of these facilities. They just said, oh, no, we don't have a military budget. We have a defense budget. We don't have a biological weapons facility. We have a biological weapons defense facility.
Well, keep in mind that they call the military the Department of Defense.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
They're full of it.
So we know what they mean when they say defense. It means killing the rest of the world with insane violence.
Because defensive bioweapons worked out so well when the U.S. got involved in it. Wuhan. But anyway, so she's, by the way, the guy that does the news during your breaks, the news organization that does the pro-government news during your breaks, the guy from his little desk in New York or whatever claimed that the Russian claims were false. Because, of course, obviously he's a weapons inspector and has been all over Ukraine. So I heard it right during, while I was on hold on one of your shows, I heard one of the most egregious examples of just pretending like all claims are false that we don't like, right? But anyway,
what's that news agency called? I always forget their name.
Front page news.
Feature story news. Thank you, Bonnie.
Oh God, they're awful. But anyway,
well, you know what? Yeah. It was them or Fox, and Fox is awful too. And these guys do a commercial-free newscast every day, and they, or not every day, but multiple times a day. And it was great when we had Daryl Perry's newscast that he did once a day, and he stopped doing that a few years back. So, unfortunately, there is no pro-liberty newscast out there.
Oh, I didn't know he did that.
Anyway, while she was admitting that, she also admitted something else. I don't know if you get this is on the Ron Paul Liberty report. Something else that's even of more interest to Americans. She said, quote, "We also work with the tech companies to try to take down false news stories." I'm sorry. "We also work with the tech companies to try to take down false stories," unquote. Mm. So she basically just had a swipe. Okay, so there's this argument that, okay, YouTube or something like that, it's a private company, they can take you down if they want, they're just acting on their property rights. Okay, she just threw that kind of all, that argument right out the window. She's saying the government is doing this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, this is not news. I mean, we talked about this months ago when the White House spokesperson, Jen Psaki, was out there like, we tell Facebook which stories to pull down.
Facebook admitted that they were already working with the state before the COVID story went worldwide back in like February and January. They were under contract.
2020?
In 2020 from the CDC. Thanks, Ridley. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Yeah, big tech is totally in the pocket of the state, and you got to do something to get out from those systems.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration plans to end its use of Title 42, a Trump-era pandemic border policy that allows the government to immediately turn away illegal immigrants at the southern border by the end of May. Doing away with the policy has many people asking questions, including Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly.
I'm really concerned that the Biden administration right now, they do not have a plan in place to deal with this. And, you know, hospitals and border communities are, they're really spread thin.
That audio courtesy of Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona. A tornado has touched down just south of Jackson, Mississippi. Parts of Arkansas, Illinois, Tennessee, and Missouri are all under tornado warnings as a strong storm system rumbles through the south. Storms expected to continue tonight. This is USA Radio News. More working Americans are failing drug tests. Quest Diagnostics found the overall rate of positive drug tests increased 2.2% last year to 4.6%, a 20-year high. One of the biggest jumps was the number of positive marijuana tests, increasing 50% since 2017. A new poll out says the majority of Americans give the thumbs up to President Biden's pick for the Supreme Court.
Two-thirds of Americans said if they were senators, they would vote to confirm President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, according to a new Marquette Law School poll published on Wednesday. 1,000 people were polled between March 14th through the 24th. It should be noted 837 of the interviews were conducted before Jackson's confirmation hearings began.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 65 points today. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the world money situation, which now Moscow is saying get ready for the new world financial order. One of the stories about that coming from RT.com, where India and the Russian and Indian government gangs are currently talking about a deal. Which would allow a rupee-ruble trade mechanism to bypass the SWIFT international banking cartel. Because, as you know, probably, the SWIFT has restrictions, sanctions have been put on to SWIFT preventing... I don't think it's all Russian banks at this point, unless that's changed. I have not been paying close attention to that, but certainly the major ones, the ones that are tied in with the state and the big, you know, Russian oligarchs, etc.
This whole thing has been a really nice check on the American ego. And,
yes.
And I think the ramifications of that are still going to be dropping down for the next year or two at least. But, you know, America's like, oh, we can completely crush Russia. We don't need them. We can just completely cut them off. And it's like, oh, as it turns out, the rest of the world doesn't need us nearly as much as we thought.
Yeah, I think that's definitely an important thing that needs to happen. Even if the Ukraine conflict ends tomorrow, because they are in the midst of ongoing peace talks, and apparently Russia has withdrawn from Kyiv, supposedly, because they're hearing good things, what they're calling, quote, practical the talks have moved into a practical area or something like that. That was what was reported yesterday. Anyway, if all of a sudden the Ukraine thing, the violence stops and the sanctions get lifted, I hope that Russia will continue to move forward with all of these plans of creating these alternative payment rails.
Well, of course they would. Why wouldn't they? They know now that, you know, if the United States wants to, it'll just say, no, we're not doing business with you anymore. And Russia's like, oh, well, we need to have alternatives in place. Just like, it would be insane if suddenly the U.S. dollar collapsed and, you know, we relied on crypto and gold to go about our lives. And then suddenly the USD was back at full strength. And we're like, oh, yeah, well, I guess we don't need that gold and crypto anymore.
Yeah, that would be pretty pathetic to go running back, you know, crawling on hands and knees back to the dollar hegemony.
But, and it is annoying that Russia isn't just going, we're going to start a new world currency order. Oh, and there's already this amazing thing put in place called cryptocurrency, so we're going to use it. No, they have to create another crappier version.
Right, because they have to be in control.
Yep.
They are open to the possibility of Bitcoin. I understand it.
Yeah, they did say they would accept Bitcoin payments for energy.
Oh.
So whether
That's big.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. Whether or not any countries will actually use Bitcoin to pay. I mean, they should. They do point out here, I don't know if it's in this story or a different one. The one I've got in front of me is about the India-Russia deal. But that it's complex, you know, to get these banking systems to work with one another, and it's a huge hassle. That's one of the reasons why on the 31st, Putin had ordered that by the 31st, and that's, you know, tomorrow, that they were only going to accept the ruble for energy exports, for oil and gas from the so-called unfriendly countries. But now they're having to walk that back simply because of the technical difficulty of making that happen. Whatever the bureaucratic changes are that they have to go through of interfacing with their banks and talking with the bureaucrats and, you know, passing around whatever stupid paperwork that they need to do, they can't get it done by tomorrow. So it's going to take some time.
Yeah, but you just made me realize that we're talking about what if the U.S. loses its reserve currency. The U.S. has already lost that status.
Has it?
I mean, clearly, Russia is no longer accepting it. Because you got to ask, you know, Russia is only going to take the rupee and the ruble as payment now. What were they accepting before?
The dollar.
The dollar.
Well, they haven't done it yet, though. That's the thing. It was supposed to go officially tomorrow, and now they're saying, we need more time.
They need more time to work out the kinks, sure. Yes. But they have no intention of continuing to accept dollars. And I think the ramifications of this are going to be major, and I think they're going to be felt throughout the United States for the... They're going to make the last few years of government printing look like nothing.
Yeah. Back to the story here from RT. Quote, export to Russia is not much, only in agriculture and pharmacy products. This is someone from India commenting. Now that the whole of the West is banning Russia, there will be a lot of opportunities for Indian firms to enter Russia. So this is, you know, a business opportunity for fledgling businesses there in India that have been waiting for the opportunity to get into a major market, a major global market. Russia is one of the top 20, you know, global markets out there. It's huge. It's a huge country. India's finance ministry and the Reserve Bank of India have not yet commented on the new trade arrangement. Unlike the U.S. and the EU, India has not criticized Russia over its military operation in Ukraine and has abstained from condemning Moscow during the recent U.N. voting rounds. When asked whether India's continued commerce with Russia would draw Western ire, the spokesman said his country had taken a neutral stand on the situation in Ukraine. Quote, the government will take into account all the factors and is playing it very carefully, he said. India exported $3.3 billion worth of goods to Russia in 2021, including pharmaceutical, tea, and coffee products. In terms of imports, India bought $6.9 billion worth of Russian products, including arms and defense goods, mineral resources, fertilizers, metals, diamonds, and other precious stones. They also import Russian oil, which we figured, with recent media reports stating the country's major oil refiner has now stepped up purchases of Russian crude over the past month. And they're also reportedly buying raw materials or considering buying raw materials from Russia for fertilizer production. So, yeah, this is going to be good for business in the country of India.
What I think is really neat is that the only way out of this now for the United States to keep its currency as being the world's reserve currency is to get involved in the war with Ukraine and Russia, to declare war on Russia. That's the only card the United States could play now. And it can't play
that's not going to get them out of it. Mm-hmm. That's just going to call for more money printing.
It could put an Well, yeah, but they don't care about that. They just want to keep the United States as the world currency. That way they can continue printing all the money. The ramifications won't be felt here at home.
So you're saying
continue all of their nonsense abroad.
The idea would be to go to war with Russia to crush them in theory and force them back into the dollar system.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
No, but they have a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, they have many nuclear weapons in Russia and a humongous landmass with 140 million people.
We can't even get libertarians to move to New Hampshire to be libertarians in their lifetime, but I don't think the American military could survive fighting in Russia in the winter.
I mean, they can't even take on Afghanistan, right?
Well, they weren't trying to. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, they were sparring matches by the American military. They were meant to be fought, not won.
I see what you're saying.
They were meant to keep the military sharp, to test out their military's new gadgets and their new toys and make sure that everything worked at the click of a button the way they needed it to work.
Preparation
for some sort of major conflict, but this, they can't. They wouldn't win the war with
Russia.
There's
just no way. I get what you're saying about the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan.
But if they wanted to win, they could have just dropped a few nukes
on Afghanistan. If they wanted to drop nukes, yes, they could have. But to take over a country, you can't nuke the place.
They didn't want to take it. They didn't want to take it over, though.
As far as I heard from my dad when he was in Iraq, it was to put a new government in power. Like, they were taking out one and they were putting another one in purposely. That was like the mission.
And then hang around, basically.
Yeah, because the one they put in was incompetent. They couldn't do jumping jacks and basic stuff like that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I will never forget about the Afghan jumping jacks video. Ever. Like, whenever I feel depressed, that's what I watch to feel good about myself. I'm like, man, I could only bend over and touch my toes for like 3 minutes earlier. And I was like, but that's okay because I can still do a jumping jack.
So the ex-Russian president, this is the guy I guess who was in before Putin, Dmitry Medvedev, has spoken out saying the U.S. and the EU have tarnished their reputation by freezing Russia's central bank reserves. And he's calling this a new financial order. A new world financial order will be negotiated, and the West won't have the main say in it anymore, he says. The, quote, hellish, unquote, sanctions imposed on Russia by the U.S., EU, and their allies over the conflict in Ukraine have failed to cripple the country, but are instead returning to the West like a boomerang, said the former president, who is now the deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council. Indeed, speaking of boomerangs, the Russian ruble has come back. It's not completely back to where it was prior to the invasion, but it had a pretty big dip after the invasion, and it's mostly recovered since then when compared to the dollar. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
And Bonnie.
Sorry, I was looking up something for Bonnie. I found you something. I'll share it with you during the break.
Okay. Now you're teasing the listeners.
Well, listen, Bonnie had a question about people and their grammatical choices.
Old people.
Let's talk about it then.
Old people and their grammatical choices.
And it's apparently...
The three dots, for those that don't know what an ellipsis is.
And it's supposed to be like a placeholder for like when you remove something or when you shorten a sentence or something like that. When there's a bunch that you omit because it's not necessary to the structure of the sentence, that's when you use the ellipsis. And Bonnie evidently has observed that people of an elderly persuasion tend to misuse them and overuse them, and I've never really paid attention to that.
I don't know if it's is it an elderly thing or just a person on the internet thing.
Well, the thing is, I didn't know that it was a thing. Like, I didn't know that people said that. I've just always noticed it. And Aria brought up this website where people are discussing why do old people do that, and it's seriously a thing. I've just noticed. Like, my grandparents will text me, "Hi, Bonnie." ... And you'll be like, "Are you mad at me? What does that just mean?"
I wouldn't think anything about it because, like, my grandmother will at random, I think by accident, create a completely new Facebook profile with no picture and then comment a completely random thing about me, something about my birthday or whatever, in all caps. I mean, old people, and I don't mean all people over 50 or whatever. I'm talking about like an 85-year-old, I don't know how old my grandmother is, but like an 85-year-old grandmother, completely incompetent at using technology, right? So, ... or ... comma exclamation point. I wouldn't bat an eye about seeing any of that from, you know, an older person.
I certainly wouldn't jump to a conclusion that somebody was angry if they use an ellipsis inappropriate, you know, in an incorrect
manner. Well, okay, if a young person that you are friends with, like Aria, messaged you, "Hi, Ian, ... what are you doing today, ... no question mark, would you be like, what's up with her? she's acting all sinister and secretive.
I don't know. I think you're reading way too much into it, idea that it's somehow sinister or secretive. It's just probably someone who, like you said, they don't know what the ellipsis necessarily means in the traditional English
usage.
It's
like they want to use a comma, but they use an ellipsis all the time.
It seems like a pause thing, right? Because, like, sometimes...
It does have that informal usage of also being a pause, because it would be incorrect to put a comma in a certain place. So, but you do want to pause there for emphasis or whatever, so use an ellipsis instead. I've certainly done that, but what the examples of you're talking about are people like saying, why, dot, 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 do old people, dot, 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 text, dot, 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 like this, dot, 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 question mark. And you're right, I've seen stuff like that. It never occurred to me that this is old people or anything. Like, I just say it, I'm like, okay, that's someone who has some peculiar method of typing.
They are probably typing in a way that they feel like they're speaking. That's just a stretch on my part.
I've always been a complete grammar Nazi, to be honest. Grammar just made total sense to me, like, since I was young.
Even on text messaging?
And, no, on text messaging I don't type completely perfectly, but I will judge people for extremely ridiculous things, like the wrong there, or your there, and yours, and things like that.
I judge them. I don't, like, call them out on
that. Me either.
But if they don't know the difference between, like, they are and this belongs to them, is in there, then, yeah, I'm going to judge you for that, dude.
Basic stuff.
Yeah, we learned that in, like, the third grade. You're a functioning adult. You should know the difference by now. You should know the difference between you are and, like, this thing is physically yours. It belongs to you, your.
And it just makes total sense to me. And somebody who's really good at math might completely judge me silently if I'm like, ugh, what is something minus something? So it's not like I think I'm better than them, but it's just something that I don't understand how other people don't understand. And,
I would silently judge if you're like, what is 11 minus 4? Right? And you, like, broke out an abacus or whatever. You just guess. It's about 6, right? Yeah, but, and that's the level that we're dealing with when we talk about you are and you're and there.
It is that
basic level of understanding, stuff that we also learn in the second and third grade that people should just know by now.
I'm looking back just to see in the chat room tonight, to see who has used the ellipsis or the more than an ellipsis, where NM, who said something nice about you earlier tonight, Bonnie, says, use Bitcoin, don't use it, and then several dots.
That's the other thing. Sometimes they'll use 4 dots, and it's like, that's not even an ellipsis. That's nothing.
Yeah, I think you're being
I think you're being way too concerned
people's use of the dots.
I gotta agree with her on that. That when it's more than, it does.
It's an extended pause. Now you know someone is not using the ellipsis. They're not. They probably don't. Like, they're not using the ellipsis to indicate that they've taken some sort of statement out.
They think that the more dots means a longer pause. Even dumber than not knowing what.
I wouldn't call that dumb. I think that that's just...
I would call it unnecessary, right? Like, yeah. I used to write for this website called Cubed 3, and it was owned by these British guys who... The editors would take... Every time you use the word while, and they would replace it with whilst. They would take off the E and they would put ST instead. And that is the most completely superfluous ST. There is nothing conveyed by the word whilst that is not... Except pretentiousness. It's not conveyed by the word while. I called them out on this, and they did finally stop doing it, but that's the same issue here. There's nothing conveyed by 5 periods that isn't conveyed by 3.
Well, if it's
3
6 periods,
is correct.
If it's 6 periods, you know it's twice as long of a pause.
But how long is that pause? This isn't a quantified amount.
No, we don't know.
Here,
we
so,
don't
right?
know how long a 3 period pause
is. It would be weird to pause for twice as long as a normal pause if somebody was just talking to you.
But it's still just one pause, right?
Yes.
One extended pause. Another example actually came right up after it. David Fox says, you can't use Bitcoin at all, ellipsis. It's useless unless someone wants to exchange it for something that is useful.
And see, if he said...
That's incorrect.
If he said, you can't use Bitcoin at all, period, I would just think a person saying a statement. But when somebody says, you can't use Bitcoin at all, dot, 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 it sounds like I've been burned before.
But
this,
you know,
is serious.
That's a good point. That is a complete sentence. You can't use Bitcoin at all. It's a factually incorrect sentence, but that's a complete sentence, right? But he didn't punctuate it like his, he didn't capitalize the first letter.
No.
And he didn't just use a period at the end of it. None of these comments are complete sentences. And like when I type on YouTube or Twitter or something, I'm going to type in a complete sentence because I'm not an illiterate 3-year-old and I know how to do that, right? But most people don't do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're in the minority.
Yeah, there's something, right? There's something about the informal approach that people like about the internet, and that's why they don't capitalize the first letter of the sentence.
That's why it's lazy.
They seem hesitant to actually complete a sentence properly.
And I'm more,
like, it scares them.
I'm more okay with that, just informal writing that gets the point across, than when people stylize their writing for no reason. Like, people who capitalize every letter, seriously, drive me so crazy.
You mean every word.
Okay. Sorry, of every in
the
a
first
whole sentence.
Letter of every word.
It's so weird. Like, mm-hmm. why did that start and where did that come from and why would that be cool? It's like people do that to look cool, and I don't get how it's cool.
Wow, I don't recall seeing many people do that, but I believe you that people do that.
I've seen it here and there, but yeah. I mean, not like a pervasive thing. I've certainly seen the ellipsis thing more, and the just complete failure to make a correct sentence.
The ellipsis is very common, for sure.
And it's like the person doesn't even know that that would be correct to end it with a period. For some reason, they must not know that, or else they wouldn't have taken the extra time to put two more dots.
Well, it would not be correct to end it with a period because the first letter of the sentence wasn't capitalized.
Oh, well, I can't see it from here.
So maybe there's some connection there where we find that people are more likely to use ellipses when they don't capitalize the first letter of the sentence.
So they're just bad at grammar.
They're just bad at making complete sentences.
I am pleased to see that there are some actual complete sentences from some of our chat participants in here. So.
Nice. That's good. That's above average.
Right. That's refreshing.
So these people say it's not difficult to identify an old person online just by the way they write.
Interesting.
If you know they're old, I think this is probably a, what's the word I'm looking at? It's not self-fulfilling prophecy, but confirmation bias, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so you know this person's old, so when they do these things that you recognize as an old person,
boomer.
Like my grandmother randomly saying things in all caps or commenting, you know, Happy Valentine's Day on a picture from 6 years ago or whatever.
Okay, but wait,
it's like, okay, yes, old person.
All right, so how do young people insert a pause into their, like, how do they show a pause in their chat?
I'll tell you how it is even worse. They break a single sentence across 16 or 17 different comments. They're like, here's 4 words, they press enter. Here's 6 words, they press enter. Here's 3 more words, enter.
How about the one where they put a period after each word? Like, to emphasize each word, like,
I am telling you, bad.
That's kind of a pause, right? That's kind of a pause.
It somehow doesn't bother me as bad because you know that they're doing it on purpose to make a point instead of...
The person doing the ellipsis is doing it on purpose.
No, they just don't know that it's wrong.
All right, your thoughts are welcome at 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Internet Etiquette or whatever's on your mind. Maybe it's Russia, too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.